2022 saw a, quote, notable increase in data breaches, up 41% from 2021. What is driving this rise?
Drivers are a number of factors. The majority of breaches have been caused by what we call human error, which is things like an email error or unauthorized sharing of personal information. The second, significant area is serious breaches caused by what we call malicious activity, which includes things like ransomware attacks, cyber attacks on people's IT systems.
Breaches more than doubled from 45 in the first half of the year to 95 in the second. Is this trend likely to continue?
Yeah, the data that we've been comparing has seen in the last 6 months compared with 6 months a year ago, a over 40% increase. The extent to which that trend increases really depends on agencies out there and their practices around protecting the personal information of the citizens of Aotearoa New Zealand. There are lots of things government departments, agencies, private sector businesses can do to protect personal information. And if they take those steps, we should see a decline in breach notifications having to be made to our office. So we're encouraging everybody to focus on good privacy practices and take those prevention steps.
Is there a lag for New Zealand companies in taking up these precautions of breaches?
What we look to see is that, for example, if companies review their IT systems and identify some weaknesses in them, we absolutely expect that those companies, those organisations, will take the necessary steps to improve their system security. Personal information is really important to people. People have a right to privacy, have a right that their information will be protected. And we expect that companies, organisations will invest in system security and fixing any bugs or weaknesses they find.
The sectors that saw the highest levels of breaches were healthcare, public administration and education, among others. Why are these sectors more prone to data breaches?
That's something that we're continuing to look at. We're doing more analysis of the data. The reality is, in those sectors, a lot of personal information is held to conduct the business of those organisations. If you think of the health system, for example, they need to hold a lot of sensitive personal information about New Zealanders.
There was a notable increase in breaches that crossed the serious harm threshold. What does this distinction mean?
So serious harm means that the breach could result in potentially physical harm or intimidation to someone, financial fraud happening to someone, like unauthorised credit card transactions or credit fraud, because the personal financial information that is being held has been hacked or accidentally released. It could even include emotional or psychological harm as well. That's how we define serious harm.
There's been increasing reports of ransom attacks on New Zealand companies and their data. Is New Zealand more at risk of these attacks?
Worldwide, we're seeing a increasing trend in sophisticated cyber attacks on systems. I think many of your listeners out there will be aware of the Optus hack that happened in Australia, where the hackers accessed the records of anywhere between 2.5 to potentially 10 million Australian citizens. They are increasingly sophisticated criminal actors. And that means that we need to lift our game. And a number of New Zealand agencies are doing their best to encourage both private and public sector organisations to improve their system security.
Would there be any possible attacks that could affect New Zealanders to the scale of the Optus breach?
You'd hope not. You might be aware, we're dealing with a ransomware attack that's been reported that affected a company called Mercury IT that happened in December last year, that affected a number of organisations out there. Certainly not on the Optus scale, and we would hope not. And so our encouragement is to the large organisations that hold significant amounts of personal information to keep their IT security systems under review, to carry out penetration tests to ensure that their systems are hardened against attack, and that they take advice from the government agencies that provide advice on cyber protection.
Unlike other countries, New Zealand doesn't have penalties for businesses who are the victims of data breaches. Should there be legislation to encourage companies to do this work?
I guess I'd say two things about that. First, we can, under our Act, carry out investigations to see if companies had taken appropriate steps to protect personal information, and if they haven't, and if we want to, we can impose requirements on them through compliance notices to improve their systems. So we do have that power. I'm certainly interested in exploring the ability under New Zealand legislation, if there were changes to be made to it, to increase our ability in a manner consistent with other consumer legislation for organisations to be fined if they willfully don't take, for example, notice of the need to improve IT systems so that they can be fined appropriately.
Is there anything individuals can do to lessen the impact of data breaches?
Absolutely, absolutely. Given that most breaches happen because of things like email mistakes and things like that, the first thing companies should do is physically secure their information, make sure that their files and things like that are kept secure, the same with their IT systems. But you can even do simple things like putting delay sends on emails going to external recipients. So it gives you an opportunity to suddenly check and think, oh no, I've just sent that email to a whole lot of people when I only meant to send it to one of my colleagues by mistake, so you can stop the email from going. Simple steps. We've got a set of ideas and tips for people on our website, privacy.org.nz, that people can read about how best to prevent themselves against breaches of personal information.